All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Gateway Public Infrastructure District number 1. Today is November 10th, 2025. It is 11, or excuse me, 9, not 9, 3:03 p.m. You would think I'm thinking it's at night, right? So I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record. We'll start with the board. John, your chair, would you like to start?
Sure, John Shaw, Chair.
William Bachman, Treasurer.
Dale Cook, Clerk.
Matt Ince, with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
Brendan Campbell with Pinnacle Consulting, District Accountant.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Kirsty Barker at the anchor location. Kirsty, do we have any members of the public there?
No.
Okay. So, board, first up, board meeting minutes from our last meeting that we had on July 30th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? If they look good, could I get a motion to approve those minutes?
I move we approve the minutes from the prior meeting.
Thanks, Bill.
I'll second that.
Thanks, John. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right. Next three items are going to be Brendan, so I'm going to turn the time over to him to go walk through it with us.
Wonderful. Well, look forward to presenting the third quarter financial statements and the proposed budgets for 2025 and 2026. The way I'll approach this is I will review each fund in detail, all three pieces, the tentative budget, the actual activity through June or through September 30th, and then the tentative 2026 budget. Please stop me at any point if you have any questions or if you'd like to discuss anything in further detail. Also, just as a reminder, Michael already said this, but the draft or the tentative 2025 and 2026 budgets, they're just tentative, meaning today they're not being finally adopted. So any adjustments or changes we need to make, that's perfectly appropriate.
Hey, Brendan, can I get you to enlarge just a little bit?
Yes.
My eyes are getting old.
I understand. Mine have
Thank you,
gotten there
sir.
as well. All right. So on this page, we have our capital projects fund. The capital projects fund, this is where the bond issuance and that related activity occurs. So I'll walk through really starting with the 2025 tentative budget, where we're at through September 30th, and then we'll end on the 2026 tentative, and we'll do that for each fund. Ultimately, the 2025 tentative budget is based on the bond issuance. And so there was a closing memo and some financial pro formas that were created through the bond issuance process. Those are the template and the summary that was used to create the budget. What you'll note in the bond proceeds, a debt issuance of $8.6 million. In that bond issuance, there was a set aside of $405,500 for cost of issuance. Those are the monies used to take the bonds to market, all of the underwriting fees, the legal fees, etc. And then there's also some transfers. As part of that bond issuance, there's a transfer to the general fund, and that's the $140,000. And that general fund monies are to pay for the general administrative costs of the district for the first number of years until there's a revenue stream to be able to pay for those. And then also there's a transfer to the debt service fund, the $1,225,000, and that is some required debt reserves in the debt service fund. So we have that, and that's what was done with the bond issuance. Just to finalize that piece, we do anticipate any funds that are held with the trustee that they are earning interest. And so we anticipate or are estimating roughly $20,000 of interest income in 2025, which then leaves available for repayment for infrastructure of $6,848,980. So that's the tentative budget based on the bond issuance. Actual activity through September 30th, you can see that the bond issuance and much of that activity just lines right up. So we did issue $8.6 million in bonds. Of the cost of issuance monies, the district has spent $367,050. Any cost of issuance monies that don't get spent as part of the closing costs, they'll just roll into the project fund and be available for payment on the project costs. We did have the transfer to the general fund and the debt service fund through September 30th up here under revenues. You can see that the district has earned $4,178 of interest in the months that since the bond issuance, which then leaves down here at the bottom this ending fund balance of $6,871,608 available for project reimbursement. Now, moving into 2026, we're proposing a budget that allows for the capital outlay of the $6.8 million. But if those costs are not submitted and reimbursed in fourth quarter, I've gone ahead and created a budget and an appropriation for all of those project monies to be spent in 2026. And so just carried that forward so that it doesn't matter which year. If you spend the money this year, or you spend the money next year, you're fully appropriated in alignment with state law. Assuming that the monies do carry forward into next year, did put in a placeholder for some interest income here under the revenue section, which would be a total appropriations amount of $6,940,000 of spend, which would be the current amount plus some accrued interest. So, any questions on the Capital Projects Fund?
Hey, Brendan, will you just keep in your mind cost of issuance? The 90-day clock will be up towards the end of November. So when we get to final budget time, if you could just look and see what UMB's done with that. Or are we with Zions? We're with Zions. So could you just look at Zions and see if they've rolled over that to the capital projects?
Absolutely. Yeah, and I, in conjunction with that, I'll go ahead and reconcile to make sure that every vendor service provider that was listed on the cost of issuance has been paid, and then
Okay.
make sure that that gets rolled forward into the project fund. Appreciate
Thank you.
that. You bet. All right, so then moving to the debt service fund. So the debt service fund is ultimately where all of the activity happens to repay the bonds. And so these bonds have been issued. There is a repayment schedule into the future that that monies will be received and used to pay on those bonds, principal and interest, over the next number of years. What you'll see in the 2025 tentative budget is that transfer from the bond issuance closing, that there was an amount, a reserve, or a cost of it. Sorry, capitalized interest amount that was transferred to the debt service fund. Now, capitalized interest is monies that are set aside at closing to cover interest payments on the bonds for the first roughly up to 3 years, 2 to 3 years. And so those monies were transferred to the debt service fund at closing. So we're setting aside or budgeting for that. And those monies as well are going to be or are in an interest-bearing account. And so we're budgeting as a tentative budget for 2025 of $5,000 of interest income. In terms of actual activity, what we do see is yes, the $1,225,000 was transferred to the debt service fund. We do have through September 30th, $750 of interest income. Those monies are restricted for and can only be used for debt service payments. So we can't transfer any of these monies down for capital project use or up to the general fund for general administrative purposes. But these monies will carry forward into 2026. And as there's that reserve amount, we do anticipate under revenues, we're projecting a $10,000 interest income amount. And then the district does have a bond interest payment of $209,924. And so we've budgeted for that. And then we would anticipate seeing a trustee fee to come through of $4,000. And so we have those budget elements in the built into the 2026 budget. Any questions on the debt service fund?
Where is that fund kept? What organization has that fund?
Yeah, so two answers to that. So Zions Bank is the trustee, and so they're
Okay.
holding the money, but those funds are being invested in the PTIF, which is a Utah overseen investment fund for government entities.
Okay. Thanks.
It stands for the PTIF is Public Treasures Investment Fund.
I apologize. I throw these acronyms around like everybody knows what they mean. So I appreciate that, Michael. It's the PTIF. Okay, whatever that is.
Utah's PTIF is it gets probably one of the best returns on its investment around. So they
Does.
do a good job with it.
All right. And then moving to the general fund. So the general fund is where the general administrative costs of the district are incurred. So this is where you have your accounting, your audit costs, you pay for your insurance, your district management and legal. The 2025 budget is built off of the transfer that was accomplished and or established in the bond issuance. And so you see this transfer of $140,000, $140,020. And then while I'm here, the interest and other income, again, these are in interest-bearing accounts, and so are projecting or budgeting for $500,000 of interest income and related to these funds. Now, in terms of the expenditures, the bond documents do allow for a $50,000 amount plus a 2% increase annually that are available for administrative costs. And so we built a placeholder budget off of that allowance. Now, understanding that the bonds were issued deep into the year and there's only a quarter left for the activity. Have no expectation at this point in time that we'll spend the full $50,000, but just aligning that as a placeholder relative to that allowance in the bond documents. But those are the general administrative costs that would be needed to keep the district compliant. Actual activity through September 30th. Here in the second column, you can see the $140,000 coming in. There's $86 of interest income year to date, and then you'll start to see those administrative costs come in for the fourth quarter for just the general administrative costs. Now, as part of that, you as a board, you do review and sign off on those costs before they're paid. They're not something that we just pay and then let you know after the fact. You have to sign that requisition and approve those costs as those are paid. So you'll see those. Now, in terms of the 2026 budget, we did carry forward any unused monies from that working capital transfer from the bond issuance. I budgeted for a $1,000 interest earnings amount on those monies, and then also just took the 50,000 plus the 2%, so $51,000, and created a placeholder budget for those administrative expenses as well. All right. Any questions on the general fund? All right. Wonderful. Well, that is my presentation of the September 30th financials, the 2025 tentative budget, and the 2026 tentative budget. So, Michael, I'll turn the time back over to you to walk through all the action that needs to happen.
Okay. So board, if you guys are good with all of that, before we take some motions, I need everybody to look at your calendars. So let's see. One of the things we didn't do was schedule a meeting for next month to do the public hearings and the approval. So if we were to look, today's the second Monday of the month, 3 o'clock. So if we were to keep that normal kind of schedule, that would put us on December the 8th, Monday, December the 8th. Are all of you guys good at 3 o'clock on December 8th?
3 o'clock Mountain, Michael.
Yes, Mountain
Yes,
Time.
that
Sorry.
works. Yeah.
Yeah.
Works for me.
It's good for
Okay.
me too.
Dale, you're good. Bill, I saw you shaking your head. Okay. So we'll plan on that at 3. So here's the motions that I would need. I need a motion to accept the third quarter financials as presented. So that'll be the first motion.
I motion to accept the third quarter financials.
Thanks,
I'll
Dale.
second it.
Thanks, John. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Second motion will be then to approve the 2025 tentative budget and set the public hearing date for December 8th at 3 p.m.
That was a long one.
I know. Approve the 25 tentative budget, set the public hearing date for December 8th at 3.
I'll motion to approve the 2025 budget and the tentative meeting. Was it?
Okay, that'll work. We
Okay.
have it.
And I'll second that.
Thanks, Dell. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. And now the last one would be to approve the 26 tentative budget, set the public hearing date for December 8th at 3.
Curve and the inlets, as an example, as a component of the drainage.
If you need, John, just say so moved based on what I said. You can
Sure.
just.
So moved based on what Michael said. Thanks.
Thanks, John.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Bill. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right.
All right. That is everything I show on the agenda. Do you guys have anything for us? Anything, questions, anything we can help with?
Not today, thank you.
There was just those bills that we've had coming in. I think Bill had asked the question, can we just have Snow Jensen process those for us going forward? Now we've got the budget in place. These
So
we don't have to prepare that, right?
we can, and we'll do that. What we'll do, Brendan mentioned earlier, we just don't want to do something without at least one of you being able to review the requisition and be able to sign off. So yes, Christy or I will go through those requisitions. We'll send them typically to John because he's the chair, but we can send them to Bill or you, Dell. Long term, unfortunately, Dell, you won't be able to sign once the money and the trustee is gone. So when it becomes a regular district, the clerk isn't allowed to sign checks, only the chair and the treasurer. But while it's still over at Zion's, if we can't get John or Bill to sign, we'll send it to you to sign the requisition because
Okay.
you're really not signing a check. Does that make
Yeah.
sense? So.
I think the way you did it, just sending it out and saying we're preparing this, and just over email we say we concur, John or Bill,
Sure.
we're good to go that way, I think, don't you think, guys?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Yep, we can do it that way. So we'll CC you guys when we send the requisitions to get signed.
Okay.
So
Thank you.
you bet. Anything else, Brandon? Do you have anything else?
I do not. No, thank you.
Okay. All right. Last thing then would be a motion to adjourn.
And I'll
Motion to
motion to
adjourn.
adjourn today.
And I'll second that.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Dell. All those in
Thank
favor
you.
say aye.
Hi.
Aye.
All right. Good to see you guys.
You
You too.
too. Take
Okay.
care.